重点关注还是生物多样性的保护和湿地的保护相关的。
This is Chen Huai, a renowned ecologist based in the city of Chengdu, southwest China. In late February, he visited the Tiantai Mountain in the city of Chunlai, about 110 kilometers from Chengdu. The trip was not just for his professional research. It was also meant to draw inspirations for a proposal he was to present to this year's CPPCC session during the annual two sessions in March. In fact, since March 2023, Chen Huai has been serving as a national-level political advisor. To be precise, he is a member of the 14th National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, or CPPCC, China's top political advisory body. His visit to the Tiantai Mountain was fruitful. During his trip, Chen Huai found that the mountain had become a region of sprawling forest, lucid waters, and a good state of biodiversity, thanks to sustained preservation efforts by local authorities and residents. It's estimated that more than 2,500 kinds of vascular plants live in the mountain. Over 20 kinds of fireflies glitter in the darkness of the forest every summer, creating a fairyland-like scene and attracting tourists from across China. According to the local authorities, firefly tourism in the mountain has brought an income of 130 million yuan, or about $20 million, over the past 3 years. More than 2,000 local residents have benefited from it. Chen Huai says the case of Tiantai Mountain is a vivid example of how people can benefit from a good ecological environment. And he, as a national political advisor, has included his findings in his proposal to be submitted to the CPPCC conference.
I will make some suggestions about the transformation of ecological value. Traditionally, we paid much attention to the preservation of plants and animals, as well as the restoration of ecological systems. Now we are exploring ways to make use of the well-protected environment in a sustainable way.
But what really is transformation of ecological value? Chen explains.
Speaking of the transformation of ecological value, we know there's a word in English called conservation, which means protection. But in a broader sense, the word conservation covers two aspects, protection and utilization. In the present, we've been focusing more on protection in a stricter sense. Overall, our attention and efforts are not enough when it comes to the utilization or transformation of the effect of protection. In other words, we should explore ways to integrate the ecological value or ecological function arising from a good state of biodiversity into our economic system. Then the economic value resulting from such integration can be reinvested into the protection of the ecological environment or biodiversity.
Chen advises the authorities in different regions to follow the example of the Tiantai Mountain and explore ways to both preserve and make use of the ecological resources under their jurisdictions. In March 2023, Chen Huai began his five-year term as a member of the 14th National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, China's top political advisory body. To put it simply, he began serving as a national-level political advisor. Currently, there are more than 2,000 national political advisors. Non-CPC members comprise the majority of them. In the case of Chen Huai, he is a member of the China Jiegong Party, one of the 8 non-CPC political parties in China. His role as a national political advisor requires him to not just focus on his professional research as an ecologist, but also to think about issues related to biodiversity from a public and national perspective. Last year, in his proposal, Chen Huai called for the public to participate in the promotion of biodiversity, such as monitoring birds. He referred to the Chengdu Birdwatchers Association as a good example.
在某一天，可能冬天。
On a particular day in winter, the association organizes its members and other volunteers to monitor the water birds in major lakes and wetlands across Sichuan province. Their activities have brought good results. For example, they have spotted new species appearing in Sichuan province. They've kept doing the job for 8 years and have gathered much data about the water birds.
Chen Huai pointed out that such large-scale monitoring by the public is complementary to the work of professional ecologists like him. In fact, his association with ecology began in 2003 when he started his PhD studies at the Chengdu Institute of Biology, Chinese Academy of Sciences. He graduated from the institute in 2008, and in the years that followed, he worked as an ecological researcher at Chongqing University and then at the University of Montreal in Canada. Starting in 2012, he began working at his alma mater, the Chengdu Institute of Biology, Chinese Academy of Sciences. During all those years, Chen Huai, smart and confident, worked hard and was making steady progress in the field of ecology. He published scientific articles in professional magazines from both home and abroad.
My papers about the wetlands were published one after another. My research results have been recognized by other researchers. All this has made me feel a sense of achievement.
His scientific achievement has not come easily. During his study to obtain a PhD degree, Chen Huai focused his research on the monitoring of greenhouse gas emissions of the wetlands. His study required him to conduct field research on the Ruo Argai grassland, one of the three largest wetlands in China and part of the Qinghai Xizang Plateau. Thus, in 2005, he went there. For a week, he lived in a tent he put up in the wild, and then waded to the depths of the wetland to gather scientific data.
I had to record data every 3 hours. Out of concern for my safety, my doctoral tutor called me in the very early morning to check how I was. The wetland area where I was conducting my research was prone to wild beasts, such as wolves. At the time, I felt this was a tough job. Now, in hindsight, it was a precious experience for me.
Chen Huai remembers that it was raining one day, and he had to come out of his tent every 3 hours to do his job, and there were no inhabitants nearby. He recalls that the nearest human settlements were at least 30 kilometers away. When we asked him whether he was afraid at the time, he said he couldn't afford to be afraid, as he was fully occupied with his research. With skill, determination, and good humor, he handled the situation well and finished his task. In later years, Chen Huai grew step by step in his journey as a researcher in the field of ecology and biodiversity. In 2020, he was 39 years old and was awarded the APEC Science Prize for Innovation, Research, and Education. The award organizers say Chen Huai's findings have led to a better understanding of the wetlands, including protecting, developing new generation models for methane emissions, and enhancing assessment of carbon storage and ecological value. Humble and diligent, Chen takes the award not just as recognition for him, but also for what China has achieved in the field of ecology protection and biodiversity promotion. Chen notes that as a sign of China's achievement in wildlife and biodiversity protection, giant pandas were upgraded from endangered to vulnerable on the global list of species at risk of extinction in 2016. The population of giant pandas in the wild has grown from about 1,100 in the 1980s to nearly 1,900 today, thanks to sustained conservation efforts. International experts have said this has demonstrated how an integrated approach can help save our planet's vanishing biodiversity. According to a government white paper released in 2021, China identified about 200 new varieties of plants every year in the decade ending 2020. In May 2023, the Chinese Academy of Sciences released an updated national species database, the Catalogue of Life China 2023 Annual Checklist. The list recorded a total of nearly 149,000 species and subspecies, more than 10,000 more than the figure of the previous year. The list is another sign of the good conditions of biodiversity in China and helps with further such research and protection. For Chen Huai, he is always ready to make new breakthroughs in ecology research so as to help with the protection of biodiversity. Now serving as a deputy director of the Chengdu Institute of Biology, Chinese Academy of Sciences, he has to spend some time in tackling the managerial affairs of the institute. But his focus is still on scientific research. He says every year he spends at least a month in the wild, traveling across China to conduct field research. From east to west and from south to north, this ecologist has left his footprints in mountains and wetlands around China, and his commitment to scientific research is set to make further contribution to the country's overall protection of the environment and biodiversity. With that, we conclude this edition of Footprints. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Jones. If you're interested in hearing more about the lives of ordinary but incredible people in China, follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. Just key in Footprints and you can find more stories anytime, anywhere. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.